Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be learning Sefer Yehoshua, Parak Yud Aleph. In Parak Yud, we learn that Yehoshua essentially conquered the southern half of the country. In Parak Yud Aleph, we will learn that Yehoshua turned to the north to take the rest of the land. Again, the Ribono Shel Olam helped Yehoshua and the Bnei Yisrael conquer the northern portion of the land. As many of the defeated southern kings had done, we will see that the northern kingdom formed a coalition to fight against Yehoshua and his forces. However, in the south, we learned in Parak Yud that the alliance consisted of only five kings. But here in Parak Yud Aleph, we will see there was a far larger number and mobilization of kings and troops against the Bnei Yisrael. But because the Ribono Shel Olam was on the side of the Jews, Hashem intervened and Yehoshua again won an overwhelming victory. Parak Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, and it was when Yavin, the king of Chatzar, heard, he sent to Yovav, the king of Madon, and the king of Shimon, and the king of Achshaf, and to the kings of the north, and the mountains, and the plains, Negev Kinaros, to the south of Kinaros, and to the valley, and in the region of Dor, to the west, and to the Canaanim, to the east and the west, the Amori, the Chiti, the Prizi, the Viusi, in the mountains, the Chivi below, Hachivi Tachas Hermon, the Chivi who resided below Mount Hermon in the land of Mitzpah. So we see that the king Yavin, the king of Chatzar, sent out to many, many other kings to help him to band together to defeat Yehoshua and the Jews, hopefully. Vayetzu heim pasuk dalet, and they went out, v'chol machaneim imam, all their troops with them, amrav. It was such a huge amount of people in this army, kachol asher alsfas hayom l'rov. How great was the army, the coalition, the alliance here? There were so many, it was like the sand on the shore of the sea. V'sus v'rechav rav me'od. A new component here in the war is that they have a great number of horses and chariots. V'ayiv adu kol ha'malachim ha'ela. These kings met together and they came and they camped together in a place called Me'irom, at the waters of Me'irom, lehilachem im Yisrael. It's interesting here to know that we are told that this coalition in the northern kingdom has sus v'rechav rav me'od. It brings to mind the pasuk from Sefer Tehillim in Kapitel Chav, chapter 20, verse 8, Eila barechav ve'eila basusim ve'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. The other armies may fight with chariots and they may fight with horses, but we know that the primary source of our battle and the primary source of our victory is b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. When we know we are fighting the mission, the melchama, the avoda of the Ribono Shel Olam, they may come with grandeur and horses and chariots, and they may come with tanks and armies. And we also have to fight back and do our hishtalos, but we know that our primary source, our only source of victory, is in God. And they camped at a place called Me'irom. Seeing that the southern cities did not unite and were defeated one by one, King Yavin here, the king of Chatzar, convinced his northern peers to form a huge united army. And this is detailed in the first five Psukim of Parak Yud Aleph. And Pasuk Vav tells us, Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua, al tira mipneihem, do not be afraid, ki machar ka'is azos, tomorrow at this time, anochi nosin es kulam chalalim lefnei Yisrael. I will deliver them all dead before the Bnei Yisrael. Es suseim te'aker, you shall disable their horses, v'esmar kavoseihem tisrov ba'ish. As for their chariots, you shall burn them with fire. Interestingly, Hashem told Yehoshua to disable the fighting capacity of the Canaanites in the north, burn their chariots, disable their horses. Such a command is unique, and the commentators agree that the purpose of this was to prevent the danger that the Bnei Yisrael would become a militaristic nation that would trust in their own strength, in their own horses and chariots, in their own tanks. Until now, we have not seen an army of horses and chariots, which was considered an invincible force. The Bnei Yisrael might have been tempted to take those horses and chariots and to believe that it was through the horse and chariots that they would win future battles, as we read in Sefer Devarim Parachas. When a person's heart becomes haughty, he forgets Hashem God. The strength and might of my hand made me all of this victory. Hashem wants to prevent us from believing that it is the horse and chariots that bring victory. It is only the Ribono Shel Olam who brings victory, and therefore he commands the Bnei Yisrael under Yehoshua to uproot their horses to disable them and to burn their chariots with fire. Pasuk Zayin. And Yehoshua comes and the entire nation with him, the army, the troops to battle. Almei Merom Pitom. They surprise the army with a sudden attack. Vayiplu Bahem. They fall upon them. And Hashem gives the enemy into the hands of Israel. And they strike them. And they pursue them to Tzidon, to the great Sidon, to Misrafos Mayim, to Bikas Mitzpah, to the east. And they struck them down. Abilti Hushir Lahem Sarid. So you have this imagery. Again, close your eyes and imagine what we're talking about here. A former band of slaves. Many of these soldiers were certainly born in the desert to parents who were former slaves. And now they are mighty warriors only because the hand of God is driving their power in war. And Yehoshua did like Hashem commanded. He disabled their horses. He burned their chariots with fire. Pasuk Yud. And Yehoshua returned at that time. Vayilkot es Chatzar. The Esmalka he kabecherev. He captured Chatzar and he killed the king of Chatzar with sword. Why? The Pasuk tells us, ki Chatzar lifanim hi rosh kol hamamlachos ha'ela. If you recall from Pasuk Aleph, we are told that it is the king of Chatzar who gets all the other kings to join his coalition, because Chatzar was the head of all the kingdom and the alliance against Yehoshua. So Yehoshua kills the king and he destroys the city and he smote down every soul that is in the city by sword. Lo nosar kol neshama. Not one person remained alive, and the city of Chatzar was burned with fire. Furthermore, all the cities of these kings and the kings were captured by Yehoshua. They were struck by sword. He totally destroyed them, like Hashem had commanded Moshe, and Moshe commanded Yehoshua. All the cities, however, we are told, Pasuk Yid Gimel, Ha'amdos al Tilam lo sarfam Yisrael. Any city that the wall remained intact were not burned by the Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael were allowed to remain and settle in those cities once they were conquered, except for Chatzar, Saraf Yehoshua. Rashi says why specifically Chatzar was burnt. Rashi says, B'masores Sarfa Moshe Tzivalo. Moshe commanded Yehoshua that Chatzar should be burned, and a Masar Lokain. It was transmitted as a halacha, Torah the Moshe Misinai, that during the conquest of the land, Chatzar has to be totally killed. Pasuk Yedalad, the spoils of these cities and the livestock the Bnei Yisrael took for themselves as booty from war, but the people were killed by sword. Rak as kol ha'adam hiku lefi cherev ad hishmidam osam. All the people were killed by sword until they had been destroyed. Lo hishiru kol neshama. Not one survivor remained. Pasuk Tesvav, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe abdo. God commanded Moshe, his servant, kein tziva Moshe es Yehoshua. So this is a command from God that went to Moshe, that went down to Yehoshua. V'chein asa Yehoshua lo hisir davar. So Yehoshua did. He did not neglect a single thing from what Hashem had commanded Moshe. And Yehoshua took as kol ha'aretz azos, all this land. The next psukim tes zayin through chav gimel are a summary of the land that Yehoshua conquered here. He took all of this land, Ha'har, Eskol HaNegev, the mountains, the south region, Eskol Eretz HaGoshen, the land of Goshen, Es HaShvela, Es HaArava, Es Har Yisrael, Ushvela Shah, from the Har HaChala, Ka'ola Seir, from the Bear Divided Mountain that goes up to Seir, till Baal God, to the valley of the Levonan, to the region below Mount Hermon, and all of the kings were captured, and he struck the kings and he killed them. Pasuk Yitchas tells us, Yamim Rabim Asa Yehoshua Es Kol HaMalachim Ha'em Lachama. Interestingly, Pasuk Yitchas tells us that for many days Yehoshua waged battle with these kings. This is actually a criticism of Yehoshua. Rashi tells us, Bignuso Siper HaKasov. The Torah is telling us a gnai, a disparagement here of Yehoshua. Shehaya Miskavein Lidchos Es Kibush. It's interestingly, he intended to push off the conqueror of the land in order to lengthen his days. He knew, Yehoshua knew, that after he finished conquering and dividing the land, his life would be over. In order to prolong his life, he prolonged the conquest of the kibush and the division of the land. And the sages say he died at 110. Had he not delayed the conquest of the land, he would have lived till 120. Psukim, the remaining psukim of the Perek, tell us, Pasuk Yates, there was not a city that made peace with Bnei Yisrael, aside from the Chivi who dwelled in Givon, which we have learned about previously. It was Hashem's will that their hearts were strengthened as they went into battle, and they were absolutely destroyed. So you would think at this point that the kings would realize there was no hope against against the Bnei Yisrael. Why did they make an alliance to attempt to fight the Bnei Yisrael and save their lives when it seemed like there was no hope? Their hearts were hardened and they went into battle, even though it meant surely their absolute demolition. And Yeshua came at this time. He slayed the Anakim from the mountains, from Chevron, from Dvir, from Anob, from the mountains of Yehuda, the mountains of Yisrael. Yehoshua destroyed them and their city. Pasuk Chav Gimel, the parak concludes, Vayikach Yehoshua es kol ha'aretz. Even though it says Yehoshua captured the entire land, it actually means the majority of the land, like Hashem spoke to Moshe, and Yehoshua gave it as a nachala to Yisrael, an inheritance to the tribes of Israel. The ha'aretz shakta mimilchama, the land was quiet for war. We know that it took 7 years to conquer the land and 7 years to divide the country, 14 years total under the leadership of Yehoshua. When we read these psukim, it seems to be that the Bnei Yisrael are quite a violent people. Are Jews violent? How do we understand that we went in and annihilated the people of the land? It was by the command of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We are a peaceful people, but when the Ribbono Shel Olam commands the Mechames Mitzvah, then we do like any other mitzvah. Furthermore, Rav Soloveitchik says very beautifully in regard to the attack of Shimon and Levi on the Bnei Shechem. People do not understand the idea of Shechem. This is in Perek Lamed Dalet in the book of Bereishis, when Shimon and Levi in stealth go in and they kill the entire city because Dinah, their sister, was violated. People do not understand, says Rav Soloveitchik, the idea of Shechem. There are many questions I have heard. Bible critics attack. Why did we wipe out the people of Shechem? Says the Rav, quote, Shechem was a question of survival for the Jews. It was either to survive as the community which Avraham Avinu had founded, a community destined to perform a great task, a goy gadol, or fight for our survival, destroy our enemy, or disappear, to be wiped off the map. It is the same whether I mean, says the Rav, physical destruction or spiritual destruction, extermination. And that is why Shimon and Levi fought. They could not help themselves. And this is why we perhaps can propose and apply Yehoshua was commanded to fight, because if we did not destroy the enemy physically, they would absolutely destroy us spiritually. And says the Rav, and if you fight, how do you fight? You always use the element of surprise, which is exactly what we see here in Parak Yod Aleph. We are told that Yehoshua came upon them, pitom, pasuk zayin, suddenly, vayiplu bahem, and they fell upon them. The Ribbono Shel Olam understands that we need to be commanded to destroy our enemies physically, lest they destroy us spiritually. Thank you for joining our learning as part of Torat Imecha Nachyomi, Lilui Nishmata, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef, Aleha Hashalom.